So rural crime cost Leicestershire over £1.2 million last year, and it actually stayed fairly static with the previous year. So those two pandemic years, we in other areas saw quite big drops, but in Leicestershire, rural crime actually went up very slightly last year. So that's against a backdrop of nearly a 10% fall across the rest of the UK. So while we kind of saw a pandemic respite in a lot of other areas, it really continued to be a problem in Leicestershire.
And is there anything that you can pinpoint, as a reason for that?
So there's a few things. I think particularly the kind of road networks around the Midlands really help thieves transport the stolen goods out to sell in other areas. The kind of nature of farming in the area, and there's a lot of farm vehicle, high value farm vehicles that are proving really popular. Things like GPS systems and quad bikes as well that are kind of portable hot ticket items for thieves are going missing a lot in the area. So they're really the things that farmers need to be looking to shore up and protect themselves against.
And obviously, the effect that any theft has on a farmer is quite severe. A piece of machinery going missing, I presume, can affect, that week's or days, work and have a real effect on them.
Yeah, so there's a few kind of ways that these crimes impact the farmers, and it's not just the financial impact. Obviously, there's a cost when these bits of kit go missing, but also the emotional impact. It's often that farmers feel watched, kind of on their own properties. It's not just that these are places of business, but also often homes as well. So that's really quite worrying for them. It makes them anxious to think that criminals have been watching their property and scoping out their movements to know when to strike. And then also, yes, there's the business impact of the kind of if these essential pieces of farming machinery go missing, what's the knock-on impact? And it can be days before they get replaced, often with the supply chain issues. Now it can be even longer, and that can impact essential farm activity, harvest, things like that, that they need these pieces of equipment to get the jobs done.
Obviously, farmers try their best to secure their property. Is there anything that you'd like to perhaps see the police doing more? I know in terms of Leicestershire, there seems to be a bit of a greater interest, if you can put it that way, in rural crime, as in there's now a dedicated police team that has recently been expanded. So I know that's kind of been welcomed.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a case really of all these different organisations working together. So the police, us as an insurer, farming unions as well, and of course the farmers themselves and also manufacturers. And there's bits and pieces that all of those groups can do to really minimise the impact of these thefts.